Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Thank you very much for listening to the program today. 877-807-4048 is the number if you'd like to say hello and chat about some of the things we're talking about. We had several calls continuing in the theme of how much Dr. Joy meant to them, and Michael Harrison continuing the program into the uncertain future. We might do this for a long time. We might not. It all depends on things that, over which none of us have control. But that goes for everything. You know, it goes for everything in life. I'm just one of those people that are acutely aware of it. I kind of tend to take life one day at a time. And with the speed of our lives today, and that's been one of the themes of today's discussion, unless, of course, in the podcast world you're listening to this in delayed broadcast and it's the only hour you're hearing, well, on today's broadcasting, I've had a couple of hours prior to this, and we have been talking about the danger of fear, that fear is an epidemic facing our society today. I guess it has throughout history. It's always proven to be a very dangerous disease. The remedy for it, we always try to provide solutions. The remedy for fear is courage backed by education, information, intelligence, and connectedness with people on a healthy level. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, we've also been talking today about unhealthy connections, and that is connections through the rapidly advancing technology that is threatening to rob us of our privacy, rob us of our individuality, and thus rob us of freedom. I mentioned before that I'm concerned about millennials, and I say that in quotes because not all millennials are the same, but when I talk to younger people about my concern about the loss of privacy, I find many of them say, you're right, it's a problem. But others say, what are you kidding? Who wants privacy? I want to live my life openly. I want transparency. How's that for a word? You love how certain words creep into the lexicon? Words like swell. No, just kidding. Words like transparency. We never talked about transparency. We want transparency in government. We want transparency in the presidency. We want transparency in our lives. Well, you know what they say, people who live in glass houses shouldn't stow thrones. That was a joke, but we certainly do need to be able to close the window shades, turn off the phone, have one-on-one relationships that are not being snooped on, eavesdropped, or checked out by people we know or don't know. I don't know. Am I completely out of step? Or are we becoming, for another pop culture reference here from Star Trek, the Borg? For those who don't know what the Borg is or are, I guess they both are, they're an are and an is. It's a society where they can all hear each other in their heads. They're all connected. They call that a hive, H-I-V-E, a hive mentality. Are we evolving into a hive mentality away from a society of individuals who operate in cooperation but respect each other's independence, individuality, and privacy? This is really like the need for clean water going forward. These are really the issues that define our humanity, and these are really the issues that define our mental health and define our well-being. And we're at a crossroads. We're certainly at a crossroads. And I'm a media guy. I am a professional media analyst practitioner. I publish a magazine. I have a number of radio shows that I produce and or appear on. I am regularly interviewed about the media. I speak on the media. I'm a media person. I love it. I love Forward Motion. Back in the 70s, I was a proponent of what was called futurism. I remember when Marshall McLuhan said we have a shrinking global village and that we are all going to be like a neighborhood. It's all happening. I think that's wonderful. But as Andrew Sullivan has written in New York Magazine, a new article, it's called I Used to Be a Human Being. And he is concerned, and he portrays this subject very, very thoroughly and eloquently. I used to be a human being. However, an endless bombardment of news and gossip and images has rendered us manic information addicts. It broke me. It might break you, too. And you talk about the things that ail us and human relationships. Joy Brown discussed that all the time. And it does fit into our psychological health. 877-807-4048. Let's go to Newport Beach, California. We have a caller on the line. Hello?
Yeah, hello, Michael. You're doing an excellent job.
I appreciate your saying that. I'm not. I'm in uncharted territory. So
you're doing a wonderful job because the subject you're talking about, is so pertinent to our existence right now and our relationships within our own families. And I don't know what age you are, but I'm like 63. And relating to some of my young nieces and nephews is who are, you know, millennials, I see sort of the same danger that you see. And the biggest fear I have, you know, fear isn't healthy, but it can be kind of a self-protective mechanism.
Oh, yeah.
But the biggest fear I have that I consider unhealthy is that I see us sliding into a world. You said you had a caller or someone sent you a message about the Borgs, where everyone has a hive mentality, is interconnected and into each other's lives and each other's minds. But I see this more in, from my generation, what we were taught through Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, or not Aldous Huxley, but Orwell's Brave New World. You know, and I just see this massive.
I think it was Huxley that did Brave New World. I think you're right.
Brave New World. I think 1984, excuse me.
And 1984 was Orwell.
Right, Orwell's 1984, where we have this massive big brother government that, when it comes to hunting down a criminal, is very good, and we would love that. But when it comes to being an invasion of our own life, where we have to worry about a you know, Samsung, you know, says a third party may be listening in on your new TV set that you buy. Comley said that you might want to put a, you know, a cover over your TV or your computer camera. You know, things like that. It's getting too invasive into our personal life to where I'm kind of where you were talking about earlier, to where I feel like less of a human being because I have less privacy and I have less of myself that is me and not shared by a pressure I feel coming from big, big government.
Big everything. It's not just big government. It's big media. It's big business. It's big religion. All big organizations. You know, if you listen to talk radio, you get the feeling that the problem is big government and the answer is big private sector. Nuh-uh. Government, business, religion, media, all organized humanity is made up of the same element. People. People. They're just people. And when you organize people into large entities, you increase the power, and that power over the rest of us can be very dangerous, whether it's government, the private sector, religion, media, anything. I thank you for the call. 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lots of feelings have been expressed in the last couple of hours. We're in the third hour of today's broadcast. Again, I'm not sure what aspect of it you're tuned into, but then again, in these days, this modern times we're in, everything is in what a friend of mine in the media calls bite-sized chunks. Bite-sized chunks. No long-form discussions. I caught a play over the weekend. Perhaps some of you have heard of Tennessee Williams. And it was Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. And it was at a community theater presentation. A friend of mine played the part of Big Daddy. And it was good. I love theater. As you know, Dr. Joy Brown, her her second career was as a theater critic. And theater and psychology obviously go hand in hand. Good theater is a wonderful expression of human relationships and psychology. And she brought a psychologist's perspective and experience to her analysis of things. But the thing that I always notice when I see old-time entertainment, and let's face it, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, which won, I believe, a Pulitzer Prize and all kinds of awards for Tennessee Williams and played on Broadway, I believe, in 1955, and they made the movie of it with Elizabeth Taylor as the lusty, sexy Maggie, and then Paul Newman was the troubled, alcoholic, former football star named Brick. And Burl Ives played the part of the plantation owner, Big Daddy, who ran the place. And I saw it as a kid. I used to go to the movies as a kid. I was into Fellini at 10 years old. I just was a movie freak. And I learned a lot about life from watching the movies as a kid. But sometimes I'd watch a movie like that and didn't have a clue what it was about. But just, you know, watched it. Sometimes I would be bored and go, oh boy, I gotta get out of here. Or I would just watch it and pick up on things that, you know, the tone of voices, the action, the drama, without necessarily understanding it. And I remember how terrified I was of the Big Daddy character, Burl Ives. Scared the hell out of me as a kid. I couldn't reconcile the fact that this is the same guy that used to sing "Have a Holly Jolly Christmas." It was like, that's Big Daddy? Sing "Have a Holly Jolly Christmas." And this guy, Big Daddy. And this is just thoughts from my childhood. But the thing that I noticed, and I notice this a lot when I watch old movies from the 60s or the 70s, or you watch a play written by a master playwright, Tennessee Williams, was how long the dialogue goes. How talk. They just, these long scenes of dialogue. And that was the way movies were made. That's the way plays were written. That's the way people had conversations. And they talked. As a matter of fact, a lot of the plays written in those days were called parlor plays, where the set would be a living room and people would come in and go out and come in and go out. Not that different than sitcoms on TV. And they would have long soliloquies and monologues. And you realize now, being so deep into the 21st century, I mean, let's face it, we're going on 17 years. We're almost, it's almost 2017. 17 years into the 21st century, that things change fast as they are, but they also change gradually, and you don't realize it till you take a look at a play, or you take a look at a movie, or listen to a song from those days, and you realize, wow, even I have no tolerance for anything that isn't in and out. Bing, bang, get it done, get to the point. What the heck are you, when is she going to stop droning on and on, I'm referring to one of the characters. The opening act of Tennessee Williams' Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, his character Maggie, just was talking on and on and on. And the actress who played the part was a good local actress, but she had a southern accent, and frankly, I couldn't understand everything she was saying. And I was going, well, I'm glad I remember this play. I have an idea what it's about. My wife and I both were, well, actually, I caught my wife doing it. I just looked over her shoulder. She couldn't understand what was being said either. So she was reading on her iPhone the plot of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. So here we are. I mean, talk about a 2016 moment. Watching Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, a play that was written for another time, another space, another mentality, another tempo, another time. Trying to understand it by cheating and looking at our laps at a smartphone and being able to plug immediately into a synopsis of what it's about. You talk about a 2016 moment, but we are. And I like long conversations. I like literature. I like a good monologue and a good soliloquy and something that builds. And yet, I do not have the patience anymore to put up with it. We are changing our tolerance for being focused on anything that is extravagant, elaborate, excessive. And you're, I can read your mind. Somebody out there saying, then why don't you shut up? You know? I know. I'm doing it too, you know? Shut up. You know? Have you ever noticed when you go to the movies and you see the trailers that every good scene in the movie is shown in the trailer, that if you that in a 2-minute trailer you basically have seen everything in the movie, and they're all a series of explosions separated by a swoosh, whoosh, poof, whoosh, poof. Sometimes when you go to the theater, and they have they tell you the movie starts at 2 o'clock, which means it starts at 2:30. And they get you there, you get all nervous, got to get there by 2 o'clock. Yeah. Even though you know better, you're afraid this will be the time the movie starts at 2 o'clock and we'll miss it. And around 2:25, the main feature comes on and you're sitting there for 25 minutes of trailers. We used to call them coming attractions. Trailers after a series of commercials. In fact, you go to the movies, you pay a lot of money and you get commercials. And you don't always know sometimes that they've gone to another movie, that you're watching 2 or 3 movies, that the trailers all sound and look alike. You know, explosions and swoosh. Explosions, swoosh, and deep voice. So this is all part of, I guess, one of the themes we've been talking about today, that our mental health, a tribute to Joy Brown and the purpose of this program, our mental health is under assault by the changes in how fast we have to process information, by our loss of privacy, and by our constantly hustling not to fall behind in keeping up with what's going on. 877-807-4048 is the number. I'd love to hear from you. I'm Michael Harrison.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Our telephone number is 877-807-4048, and I'm Michael Harrison. We've had some interesting conversations, been talking about life in this new era, and some of the things that, we have to watch out for, and some of the things we have to celebrate. And I was just talking about how watching a play the other day, this past weekend, written in 1955 by a great playwright, it's just always startling how long scenes were, how long people talked. If you watch movies from the 60s, 70s, even the 80s, they don't. You could just feel, aside from the fact that you see some of the, you know, the artifacts of those days, you know, cars, telephones, different things in our changing scene. But the dialogue was longer. That scenes were longer. Conversation was longer. We live in a time when there is a fear of overstepping the boundaries of someone's attention. We see this in sports. Now, Manny Hill, our producer, I asked Manny. Manny and I have never met. We're working together now a couple of weeks. We've done some shows together. And, Manny, I'm in your head and you're in my head, right? I mean, it's like we're right across the glass from each other, although we haven't met. And you work that way with Joy. And this is basically the nature of radio today. So I asked Manny, because I know that Manny is somebody that you used to banter with Joy, didn't you?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. Yeah.
And she mentioned that to me, and she spoke highly of you, and spoke highly of the producers at GCN, which is the network, folks, that is carrying this show and carried Joy's show. So I said to Manny at the beginning, I said, Manny, what are some of your interests so that if I'm going to banter with somebody who's banterable, as you clearly are, I could have an idea of what you like? And your answer to me was that you're a sports fan.
Yes.
And that immediately brings to mind something that I've noticed, and I don't know how long you've been a sports fan or if you've watched sports evolve over the years, but the conversation I was just having about the Tennessee Williams play, I find the same thing with sports. For example, I understand that there's conversations in the baseball world about them changing the nature of the baseball game and to make it faster,
yeah,
and quicker, and not as many timeouts. And all that. But here's the thing I want to bounce off of you and get your impression.
Okay.
Have you been lately to a basketball game?
Well, define lately. It's been
In the last year.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to see the Celtics last year.
Okay.
And you know, when you watch something on television, it's not the same in terms of really seeing what's going on as when you're there. I couldn't believe how much noise and action was going on in the arena during the game.
Yeah.
And I mean, there were, you know, you break away for commercials, the cameras, you know, focus right in on players and plays and faces and stuff. It's very framed and very controlled, and the sound is controlled. But when you're in the arena, and I've gone to sporting events all my life, I noticed it, though, profoundly, because I hadn't been to a basketball game in a while. And I noticed it also at Yankee Stadium a couple of years before that. I caught a Yankees-Red Sox game, that there seems to be this underlying feeling by the people that produce the show, if you talk about sports as a show, that the people in attendance will be bored if they have to rely on only watching the game. There's noise, there's flashing, there's cheerleaders, there's people jumping on each other, there's every baseball player is coming up to bat, or the relief pitcher came in, had a theme song, there's lights flashing, and I don't know, I couldn't imagine how the you know how the basketball players huddle around the coach when there's a tight situation and the coach, yeah, is laying out, here's the move, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's chaos is going on all around them. And I just, how the heck do they do it?
Well, it's interesting, too, because I think television broadcasting has really sort of changed that, too, over the years. Because now you have, especially when you're talking about, like, college basketball during the NCAA tournament, there are so many, you know, what they call TV timeouts, especially late in games. And, you know, because the networks, the television networks, they have to, you know, they've got to make their money too. They've got to pay their bills as well, and so there's a lot of advertising that they have to get, obviously, over the airwaves. And there's so much of that now, to where if you're, as you say, you know, putting out, if you're at these arenas or these ballparks and you're trying to put on this show, you have to sort of go off of what the television networks are sort of dictating now, because they have to take so many TV timeouts. So you've got to have content, you've got to have music, you know, for some of these downtimes that they have, especially late in these games when there's a timeout, or, you know, an official review, or if there's just a TV timeout, if you will. So it's definitely, I think the broadcasting world has definitely changed things over the years.
It's media induced.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting, I think you're absolutely right. And what it tells you, and again, remember, I'm a media theorist. That's my main professional occupation, as opposed to a radio entertainer. What I find is that these games used to be like a news event covered by television. Now they're TV shows, and the people in attendance are the studio audience.
Yeah.
That's a major shift.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and I guess they just got to keep. That's like having the warm up before the Tonight Show. You don't see that on the television, but so it's a constant warm up. I don't know. I don't know whether or not it's necessary. Perhaps it is. Sometimes you just like to sit and, you know, unplug or talk to the guy next to you. I am not a big fan of loud restaurants. I'm not a big fan of going to a wedding or a party or something, and the music is so loud that you can't hear the person that you're talking to. You ever been in a situation, Manny, where you're trying to have a conversation with someone at a, you know, party, a wedding, a bar mitzvah?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're literally sitting right next to that person, and they say something to you, and you kind of lean in, and you're like, "What? What did you say?" And you know, it's one of the most frustrating things.
Well, at least you are an honest man. I'm a dishonest man. I say,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I won't lie. I've done that, too. I've done that, too, a few times. Yeah.
You ever find yourself laughing because you think that they're telling you a joke, even though you're not sure? My gosh, I hope they're not telling me something terrible, you know, a tragedy in their life, because some people, you know, belie what they're saying by having a smile or whatever.
Right.
But I have many times just, you know, you know, because I'm saying to myself, what are they talking about? And you can go, huh?
Yeah, I usually give it about one, huh? Or one, you know, say that again. And then if I don't hear it the second time, then I just, a lot of times I'll pretend like, oh, yeah, that's right, sort of thing. So, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, and restaurants especially. Hey, listen to us griping. I don't like going to a restaurant where you have to make a reservation or go there and wait for an hour in line. You remember Yogi Berra used to say, one of his sayings was, nobody goes there anymore, it's too crowded. Too crowded, nobody goes there anymore, it's too crowded. I believe in the wisdom of that saying. Nothing bothers me more than when you say, all right, let's get together. We'll go get a bite to eat. You know, you're going to meet with somebody. And you know, let's go to this pizza joint or let's go to this diner. I'm a diner guy. I like going into plain old restaurants that you don't need a reservation, and they always have a table or two, and there's no music blaring. May not have the greatest food, but sometimes the food is actually better than in the fancy schmancy places. But you go to the fancy place, and the first thing they say is, well, it's going to be about a half hour before your table is ready, and you're meeting the people there, and they shuffle you off to the bar, but you can't get right to the bar, and you're stuck in a crowd, and you're stuck talking to the people that you have to yet sit down and face across the table for a half hour before, making pre-conversation.
Yeah.
You ever been in a situation like that? It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, got that off my chest. Nothing like talk radio. So what are your peeves?
Well, I think staying on the theme of conversation, I know we're coming up on a break here in a second, but I remember telling this to Joy. One of my biggest pet peeves is when I'm on the phone with someone and someone in the room with me is also trying to have a conversation with me while I'm on the phone with someone.
It drives
me insane.
Ah, you have to become a multitasker, Manny.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2016. Our number is 877-807-4048. We have another quarter hour or so to go. I'm Michael Harrison. Thanks for listening, and I'd love to hear from you.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
So I guess thinking about contemplating some of our conversation this past few hours, actually, I guess it all comes down to balance. Balance, 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 which I guess has always been the case, whether you're talking about mental health, whether you're talking about relationships, whether you're talking about just how to set sail and guide your course in life. It's balance. It's balancing the extremes and not going off the rails. If you want to jump in and you have something that you want to add to this interesting set of ideas that have been bouncing around on the program today, it's 877-807-4048. I find the concept of open phones on a program like this to be thrilling. It makes it really alive. I have had the opportunity to be on a number of radio shows over the years, and I used to host them regularly. I come from that. doing this again under circumstances that I would have preferred not to have happened, obviously. And I don't know how long this will continue, which is not to say I'm bugging out of here, but that's just the way I approach everything in life. There are no entitlements, especially today. Things change so rapidly, and the forces of public opinion are so fickle that, and everybody wants to do what they think they should be doing to succeed without necessarily doing what comes naturally to their hearts. Who knows what'll be tomorrow or the next day, but I'm very encouraged. And the calls that we have taken on the program, and of course you got to remember, in today's day and age, not everybody's listening to the program live. Some radio stations play it back in a rebroadcast. It's called DB, delayed broadcast. Some people listening in podcasts, they could be listening to it a week later. I mean, for goodness sakes, I would say most of her listeners don't know that Dr. Joy is no longer with us. And I talk about balance. How do you balance getting everybody up to speed, dealing with something on the level that it deserves in terms of the gravity of it, and moving forward and continuing to fulfill the mission that she would have wanted? These are not easy forces to negotiate into some type of a cohesive whole that makes sense. So whether I just do one more show or 100 more shows or I do this the rest of my days, I'll never forget this. This is a heck of an experience for me. And I've come to the realization that some of the people that have called, back to the excitement of the live telephone aspect, really good people. Intelligent, thoughtful, caring people who not only appreciated the advice, but just the coming together of spirits and souls and humanity that this particular process of the Dr. Joy Brown Show that was, this is not the Dr. Joy Brown Show, but it is in spirit. And it will be for as long as I'm able to do this particular show, because that's the reason I'm doing it. But in doing it, each one can't be a tribute. So eventually everybody will know. And it's so funny, we live in a world where everybody knows everything instantaneously, and then nobody knows anything because it's so noisy. On one level, everything goes viral. On another level, you can't get yourself arrested. Both realities exist simultaneously in today's culture at this peculiar time in our rapid evolution into the future, the digital age, the era of the internet, the fracturing of what we used to consider to be the popular culture, when everybody sang the same song and everybody knew what was going on. I do hope that, even though I love the diversity of many channels and diverse media, I do hope, though, that we maintain as a society and as a human race, how's that for a big picture, that we maintain as much, if not more, in common, whether it's music, whether it's the movies we see, than we have differences. And that we understand, and if anything, bringing it to a head, that especially listening to talk radio, that the people that are different than us, people that might see things politically differently or religiously or culturally, that it's because, not because they're bad or because they're evil, it's because they have a different perspective. They're standing in different shoes. They have a different life experience. Tolerance, compassion, the willingness to admit you're wrong when you are confronted with new information. The seeking of truth as opposed to victory. Victory without truth is hollow. Truth without victory is a reward unto itself. So we lost, but look at what we learned. We'll get to fight another day. I realize it's my fault. I have to take ownership. I have to take blame. These are very important principles for us to rise above and transcend the many forces at work in our rapidly evolving times, technologically and culturally, that tend to pull us apart, both as factions, but also as lonely little individuals lost in this big ocean of noise. Lonely little individuals trapped in our own skin in what seems like a very harsh and unfamiliar world. And Joy was good at that. She understood that. And I've learned a lot talking to people and hearing the voices on the verge of tears. Real expression of human emotion on these caustic, uncaring commercial airwaves. So, man, that's kind of soppy, isn't it? I will not listen to that or I will be embarrassed. Doing it, I'm not embarrassed. Listening to it would embarrass me. You know? But I hope you get my drift. And I do hope that some of the affiliates that are carrying this program Suddenly Stuck With Me will listen for a few more days at least and give it a shot. And the fact that you're listening means that you're listening, and therefore, by virtue of that, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm Michael Harrison, and thanks to Manny Hill, our producer on the front line. Talk to you tomorrow.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.